There is another difference between ABEMA and the other two, which is the schedule, in that ABEMA is given continuously. And I have heard people say there's a sort of theoretical efficacy advantage of continuous therapy. Maybe some laboratory stuff suggested it. But also from a patient, point of view, that it's easier to, educate a patient to take medicine on a daily basis. Any thoughts there about the schedule and what that means, Kathy?
You know, I can make two different arguments there, Neil. They, at this point, have not been compared in any setting in people, to my knowledge. I think for some patients, we might think taking a pill daily might facilitate compliance and be a bit easier to explain. But for some patients, that might mean that they never get a break of taking additional pills and they never get a break of whatever toxicity burden comes with that drug. So I understand the theoretical differences. I think it's just hard for me to know how those will pan out in patients. We certainly have other drugs. The aromatase inhibitors are actually a perfect example. In laboratory settings, letrozole gives you greater inhibition of aromatase and greater inhibition of estrogen conversion than anastrozole does. But in the clinic, that laboratory difference was meaningless.
So one other question I want to ask you is the issue of CNS activity, Kathy. We do see patients, obviously, with brain mets where this is a consideration. I have heard it said, I don't know how hard the data is, there's more supporting data with abemaciclib. Is that the case?
I think we don't know yet. I think what we have at this point is more a small collection of anecdotes than good data that should impact clinical practice. This certainly is a consideration, though estrogen receptor positive tumors are somewhat less likely to involve the brain than triple negative disease or hormone positive disease. That's a good thing for our patients. I think it makes it harder for us to get good data in this. For the majority of our patients with estrogen positive disease, at the point they develop CNS involvement, if that is going to be a part of their natural history, it tends to be quite late. It tends to be often after they've moved on from hormone therapy. So I'm not convinced that we have enough clinical data to really make recommendations.